Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a monster pimple pop up on my chin last night. You know, it's the mask issue. So I stuck one of their original Mighty Patches on overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. It was amazing. If you guys want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, use code BOSSBABE15 for 15% off on HeroCosmetics.com. Hey, what's up, you guys? I am so excited for this interview today. I personally love Kristen. I met her a while back. She was looking for experts on web design, and I came to her with my Show It knowledge, and it was a great collaboration. But I'm so excited to introduce you to Kristen Ellis. Kristen, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a bit about yourself and what you do?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited for this. So I owned a web design business. I've recently kind of been like transitioning out of designing and building websites for female entrepreneurs, but I specialized in WordPress and I own my web design business for probably about like 2.5 years. And now I'm slowly transitioning into selling online courses and teaching women how to build websites so that they can start freelancing as a web designer and eventually turn it full time.
I love that. That is like such a great thing to do. And especially right now with everything going on, a lot of people are pivoting your business. So I love seeing that you're also one of those people. It's just really, really cool.
Yeah, it's a fun experience.
It definitely is. So, okay, you said you're pivoting and you're kind of working on two different things. So how is it trying to balance your like work life and all of that?
It's interesting. It's been an interesting transition from offering web design and branding and kind of targeting that specific audience to creating an online course and trying to market that to a completely different audience. So there's been a lot going on because I was up until very recently still designing websites and trying to find clients, so marketing myself in that sphere, and at the same exact time trying to like build this other part of my business. So it's been like quite the transition, a lot of things to juggle, especially as a business owner who I have. My husband is a co-owner in the business, and then we have a virtual assistant that works with us, but it's mostly just me doing a lot of the things. So it's been quite a learning experience to go through that pivot. But like you mentioned, so many people are doing it right now just because of everything that's been going on and trying to go where your audience is kind of shifting to and trying to just keep up with what's currently in demand.
Yeah, that is so true. I know personally, like, 5 of my business friends and myself have been like trying to pivot our businesses and just get things like back on track, because with everything happening, it just like blew everything out of the water. Now it's like, well, crud, we have to figure out what we're going to do. So yeah, you actually have a very interesting like business story and like how you run your business. A lot of us do it like out of our homes, out of our bedrooms, but yours is kind of unique. Do you want to talk about that for a bit?
Yeah. So technically, I run my business from home, but my home is actually a 33-foot travel trailer. So for anyone who doesn't know, it's basically an RV, but you don't actually drive it. It just gets pulled behind the truck. So I work and live out of the travel trailer and basically hop from one location to another location within North America. and am traveling, exploring, and balancing my business all at the same time.
That is so cool. That's honestly a dream of mine. I was talking to my partner the other day and I was like, can we get a tiny home so we can travel while we work? And yeah. He's like, you're insane.
Yeah, do it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to talk him into that. But like, how is it running your business? Like, what do you face? Like, are there any issues? Are there things you have to get around, like cell service and Wi-Fi? Because I'm sure it's not easy getting Wi-Fi while you're traveling. Like, I don't know the specifics behind it, but usually you have to be like static. So
yeah. So we did a lot of research before we started traveling. We actually bought the travel trailer and then stayed put for an entire summer while we kind of like worked out the kinks of like how to live in the same small space that we're also working in. And so there are some challenges like internet. So we ended up getting like a hotspot. So we have a set amount of data that we can use, which I'm sure you can imagine when you're designing websites, like that sucks up quite a lot of data. So that hurdle of like making sure we had enough data, we weren't binge watching Netflix, which we did do in the very beginning, ran out of our data in like a week. It was not that great.
Yeah.
But there's not only that of like the having enough data, there's also the fact that we would go travel to places like national parks and you know, you get up in the mountains somewhere and all of a sudden you don't have any cell phone reception. And our data is 100% connected to having that reception. So I learned a lot about setting client boundaries and making sure that clients knew that I was no longer available within like a couple hours of them sending an email. It turned into like, I'll get back to you within a couple of days. And that was fine. It was just something that I had to be very clear about with my clients so that they understood that like I'm still here. It's still possible to run a business and balance multiple clients. It's just that there are some other things that need to be taken into consideration, and the fact that I'm out exploring and enjoying my life and not just solely focusing on working with clients and being like at their beck and call at all times.
Yeah. I'm curious, like when you were setting those client boundaries, did your clients ever have issues with that? Because I know earlier this year, I was changing the way I was running my business because I was kind of working remote as well. I was in a place where there was no Wi-Fi, so working off cell service, and that really limited like how often I could answer my phone and get the emails and stuff. And my clients absolutely hated it. And they'd badger me and they'd just be like, you should be answering my emails right away. Like, there's no reason you shouldn't be answering. And I was like, no, I'm in a place where I cannot do that. So like, how did it go for you making that transition with your clients? Being like, my times have changed. I hope you understand. Like, did they take it well?
Yeah, surprisingly, they were all fine with it. What I did have to do is I had some retainer design clients and I actually gave them specific days of the week that I would be working and available specifically for them. So for example, I had one client that like every Wednesday morning, she could 100% expect to hear from me and be able to get in contact with me. I just made sure that I was in a place, whether it was like, quite honestly, I sat outside of like a church one day where I had reception.
Wow.
Yeah. So I kind of just set those boundaries of like, these are the days you 100% will be able to reach me. And I did also tell them, if for some reason I know I'm going to not have any cell phone reception whatsoever, I'll give you notice and like let them know. Like, we planned in advance if we were going to a national park, and I'd tell them like for these 4 or 5 days, you won't be able to get in touch with me. Or I would tell them, if there's something super important, send me an email and make sure in the subject line it says like urgent in capital letters, so that I know I need to go someplace where I have better reception so that I can do this for them.
That is honestly a great idea. And I'm definitely going to be using that because I go back and forth between like my apartment and where I work remotely. So it really will help me when I'm up there. I can be like, look, this is what's going to happen. Like, I need you to understand. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's all about just figuring out what works for your clients, I feel like. I feel like I lucked out in the client department of like them being flexible and understanding. Some of them also are in different countries, so we already had that time difference. So this kind of was just like, I mean, an added hurdle, but something that they weren't too surprised about, I feel like.
Yeah, that definitely does make a lot of sense. So, okay, I have another question for you that I just, like, as you talk more and more about this, I'm genuinely curious. Like, the work-life separation, a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs really focus on it. How do you, like, keep that separation when you're working in the same small environment that you're living in? Like, do you have, like, a certain place where you go off to work, like, on the other side of the trailer? Or, like, how do you do it?
So we actually, when we were buying our trailer, we made sure that it was big enough that we had separate like sleeping and living spaces. So we've run into some people who have basically all of that in one place where like they sleep in the same place that they work, in the same place that they eat. And for us, we knew with just the amount that we were currently working at that time that that just wasn't going to work for us. So we have a table that's separate from like our couch where we can relax. And we make sure that when we're eating, we actually don't eat at the table. We eat on the couch because it just seems more relaxing than continuing to sit where we've been working all day. But definitely spaces within our trailer that we've like set aside for different things. So like the work, the relaxing, sleeping, and I'd also say kind of creating the time that you're going to work, setting those boundaries as well, and making sure that we stop working at a specific time, whether it's to eat dinner or go for a hike or something. We don't work past a certain hour to make sure that we don't just continuously open up our laptops and work, because that's, I mean, that's a real issue. I know a lot of people who end up doing that, even just working from home. Not necessarily being in such a small space like this, but just always having such close access to your computer and wanting to continue to work or feeling like you need to continue working.
Yeah, that's me. I was literally watching a movie with my partner last night, and in the middle of it, I got an idea for a logo, and I was like, I'm sorry, I love you, I gotta do this. So they kept watching, and I went over, and I had to design it. And that's something that is so hard for me, but I'm also like one of those workaholic people who just loves working, and I love my job so much. So sometimes it doesn't affect me, but other times I get so burnt out because I do it so much, and then I just don't want to do it at all.
Yeah. And I think, so I was like that before we started traveling. And I think the traveling piece is really what brought me back to the fact that like work isn't everything for me, and that I kind of created my business so that I could have a very flexible lifestyle where we could explore. And so once we started traveling, I found out that like there were just there's so many things to see in the world that it was very easy to stop working and go explore someplace, whether it was like a restaurant or hiking or I don't even know. There's just so many things that it's easier to stop working when you know that there are other things out there that could occupy your time.
That is really, really smart and a great way to look at it. I will definitely keep that in mind. Okay, so you mentioned like restaurants and going out and exploring, and like how are your expenses? Because I'm sure when you're traveling a lot, you go out to eat quite often, and like how do you go about doing that? And like groceries, where do you store them all? Do you do laundry in the trailer? Do you have to pay for like using it at a laundromat? Like how do you go about doing all of that?
Yeah, so expenses were something that we had zero clue about when we like first started traveling. Because you don't know what you don't know. So like we had no idea what to actually expect. And so I would say our expenses right now are lower than what they were when we rented an apartment or owned a house. We have definitely cut some corners though to make it possible to make sure that like we weren't paying an outrageous amount to stay at a campground or do our laundry and all of that stuff. But I would say right now what our expenses consist of are the campgrounds that we stay at, laundry sometimes, but we actually bought ourselves some like really old school hand crank washing machines, which sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Wow.
But it's also completely therapeutic for some
reason.
Sure. Just like crank your own laundry clean. So yeah, the campgrounds, the laundry, the internet, I would say, I mean, that definitely costs more than what we were paying before, but also completely necessary to run a business. And groceries. We actually don't eat out as much as we used to, even though we're traveling so much. We tend to cook, so that kind of cuts back on the cost. But mm-hmm. we also, I mean, you mentioned this, and I feel like this is just a funny tidbit, is we have barely any cabinet space, so we have like groceries all over our counters. There's like stacks of bananas. The refrigerator is almost like the size of a college dorm room. Those like tiny college dorm room refrigerators, like,
oh my goodness,
yeah, super small. So we don't buy a ton of food, but it works. And we definitely figured out like what expenses we needed and what things we could get rid of as we started traveling, and like really figured out what type of lifestyle we wanted to have.
Wow. So, wow. I would never have thought about that. Like going down and like picking out like what expenses we want to keep and what expenses we don't want to keep, just because like I'm so stuck in like everything I have. So to me, it's just like, okay, we need to keep these. And so thinking about it like that, it's like, oh yeah, you can cut back on things, you can do other things.
Yeah.
So, and that makes a lot of sense.
That's definitely something also that like once you're in such a small space, you don't own as much stuff either. So when we lived in our apartment or owned our house, I would consistently buy things like, oh, I need a picture to hang on this wall, or like this random throw blanket, or like whatever. And when it comes down to it, like we only have so much space. We only have so many walls in here. So I honestly feel like I probably cut out a huge expense of just random shopping when we moved in here, just because there is no space to store needless things.
My partner would love that. So, okay, this one kind of like relates more to like your creativity, but when you're traveling, do you feel like the places you go help your creative process? They like spark that creativity in you? Because I know when I go someplace new, I'll see like a million things where I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so gorgeous. I could use that color and this, and like things like that. Does it help you at all, or like does it affect you?
Absolutely. I feel like I am way more creative when we are traveling than when we're stationary. So we spent about a month in Fredericksburg, Texas, at the beginning of this year in like February. And it was great when we got there. I felt so inspired because it was like new scenery. But as the weeks went on, I started to realize that like my motivation and my creativity was dwindling, like hardcore. And the minute that we left there, I started to feel more inspired again, because it was like new scenery, different temperatures. There was just so much more stimulation than just seeing the same thing day after day. So definitely when you're traveling, going to new places and seeing new things, it definitely brings in more inspiration and makes me very motivated to work, even if it's not designing a website, but just like writing an email. There's just something about a different environment that makes me way more productive and like want to write that email.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So, okay, on the flip side, is there anything about traveling that makes you like not want to work? Are there times where you like go to a new place and you just want to go out and explore the entire time, and so like you set aside your work, or is that something that like just I would do?
Oh, no, we do that too. So there's definitely those boundaries that come into play again, not only for my clients, but just boundaries for myself, where there is so much in the world to see, even just in North America or just the United States, that sometimes it's hard to tear myself away from actually exploring. and just focus on the business, marketing, and all of that. So there have been times where I have just decided I'm not going to work because all I want to do is go out and explore. And when that happens, I kind of just let it happen, typically. Sometimes I'll reel it in if there's like something I really need to get done. But it's also kind of like when you feel like you just need a rest. Like you get up in the morning, you have all this work to do, but you just can't bring yourself to do it. Your body is telling you that it needs a rest. That's kind of how I see myself when I just don't want to work. I want to go out and explore. I just let that happen because there are so many days that I do just sit down in front of my computer and bust out a whole bunch of work that it kind of balances itself out over time.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Definitely, definitely does. So what advice do you have for somebody that wants to go start and run a creative business while traveling, like a web design or brand design or social media marketing? What advice do you have for them?
I would definitely say to just go for it. There's never going to be a right time. There's never going to be a perfect time. You just have to start taking the steps to make it happen. So my own personal story, my husband and I owned a house and we have a dog. And I one day was like, you know what? I don't want to stay here. We don't have plans to have kids. So like actually putting down roots, it just didn't really make sense. So I started like planting the seed in my husband's head of traveling full time, moving into a tiny house and just going for it. And we surprisingly just went for it. That's not typical of us. We typically like think about things and plan. And I guess technically we did plan a little bit, but we sold our house within a matter of weeks of deciding we were going to do this. And then we did move into an apartment for a year while we kind of shifted into tiny living and getting everything situated. But typically what I would have done is like just think about it and continue to think about it and wait for like the perfect time and wait for all of the stars to align. But it's not really reality unless you make those stars align, unless you make it the perfect time. So if it's something you want to do, if you want to start a creative business or even not start a creative business and you just want to work remote and travel full time, you just have to go for it and make it happen. Take those steps to be your own boss and get out there and see the world.
I love that so much. That was just like such a great answer. So finally, I want to ask you this because I know like everybody has like a certain thing they love to use for their business. But is there like one business tool that you just absolutely love and you want to shout to all of your followers about from like the rooftops that you think everybody should be using?
I would say the tool that I use every single day and not only for business is Asana. It is.
Yes.
Do you use Asana?
I go in and out of Asana. I go between that and ClickUp, but they're both amazing.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, I put my workouts into Asana and literally like everything in here so that I know what I have planned for the day. I can talk to my team members and, I mean, attach files and stay organized and all that stuff. It is probably hands down my favorite tool and honestly probably one of the only tools that I use consistently every single day.
Wow. Oh yeah, I totally get that. Just like being able to plan out your entire life in one place is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Kristen, for coming on my podcast and sharing a little bit about your journey. I absolutely loved hearing it. And now I'm going to go bug my partner and be like, let's do it.
Keep me updated.
I will. So do you want to shout out your social medias and where people can find you so they can go and follow you after this and watch your journey and see where you go?
Yeah. So my website is KristenLeeDesigns.com. And hopefully this will be linked somewhere because no one can ever spell my middle name. And then my Instagram is KristenLeeEllis. And I mean, everything else you can find out about me on my website, my Facebook group and my Facebook business page and all of that.
Perfect. Thank you. I will definitely make sure to link those in the description of this episode.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. This was honestly incredible and I love talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dream now. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dream now. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track.
Okay, guys. So I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my God, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever. You can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly really amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode.